As we heard a little earlier on, a landmark racial discrimination case, the Queensland government has agreed to pay $30 million to settle a class action in the federal court over the 2004 Palm Island riot. The state government has also agreed to offer an apology. The settlement includes payments for 447 claimants, as well as interest, legal and administrative costs. Indigenous activist Lex Wotton, who was convicted of inciting the riots following the 2004 death of Mr. Doomadgee on Palm Island, launched the legal action a few years ago in 2015. The federal court will sit in Townsville in June to decide whether or not to approve the settlement. Christine Smythe is the former president of the Queensland Law Society. She walked us through all of this earlier.
On the 5th of December 2016, the Federal Court of Australia handed down its decision in the matter of Wotton versus the State of Queensland. It was a class action against the State of Queensland and the Commissioner of Police, and it was a very long-running case. It had 22 sitting days. It was partly heard on Palm Island and in Townsville. So it arose out of the death of Mr. Doomadgee in custody. He died on the 26th of November 2004 after he'd been arrested for singing a song called Who Let the Dogs Out as he walked along Palm Island Street. He was then arrested by Senior Sergeant Chris Hurley for public nuisance after singing that song as the police officer drove past. After his death, a coroner found that he died from a ruptured liver after a watch house scuffle, and Mr. Hurley was also 36. That day he died, he became the 147th Indigenous person to die in police custody since 1990. From there, a coronial inquest found that Sergeant Hurley had in fact killed Mr. Doomadgee with three punches to the liver, was cleaved in two. He was tried for manslaughter, but he was found not guilty. And subsequent to that, Mr. Wotton brought this application in the federal court.
And I believe Justice Mortimer found in favour of Lex, Cecilia and Agnes Wotton. What exactly was her ruling in relation to that?
Well, she found that there was discriminatory treatment by the police, including their disregard of what the Palm Island community would think about their investigation of the death, and she stated that it was an affront to the rule of law. She found that the police failure to initially treat Mr. Hurley as a suspect or to suspend him constituted unlawful discrimination. And she also found that the sceptical treatment of Aboriginal witnesses by investigators as well, the failure of any officer to properly defuse tensions on Palm Island during the riots was a breach as well.
Christine Smythe with me, former president of Queensland Law Society, leading lawyer here in Queensland. This is a civil matter, not a criminal matter.
Now, that's correct.
Arresting officer Senior Sergeant Chris Hurley was charged over Mr. Doomadgee's death, but a jury acquitted him of manslaughter back in 2007. You've touched on that already.
Yep.
Do you think people might find it hard to understand how there can be a payment in a civil case and not a guilty verdict in a criminal case?
Yes, I can. There are different standards, legal tests that are applied in a criminal matter. It has to be beyond doubt, whereas in a civil matter, it's on the balance of probabilities.
So a pretty clear distinction in this instance?
A very clear distinction. So this is quite a landmark decision. It's actually one of the very few class actions that actually went all the way to a final hearing and a decision. Somewhere in the region of less than 6% of class actions actually reach a post-trial outcome favourable to the plaintiff. So it's a pretty significant decision. Now, having said that, what has to happen from here is that the decision itself was significant, but the state government has entered into an agreement with the people, and that agreement has to now be approved by the court.
Why is that?
Because it's part of a court hearing.
Okay, so you can agree to terms, but those terms must be stamped by a legal
Well, when you're seeking court approval, people mistakenly think that it is a rubber stamping exercise. The court applauds individuals for coming to a resolution themselves, and this particular resolution has been a long time in the making. It's been quite an expensive and in some would say, frankly, in an unnecessary matter for the government to negotiate and settle it. Some would say that it should have been settled quite some time ago. So they can enter into an agreement about what the terms of that agreement may be, but ultimately the court gets to determine whether it too agrees that it's fair and reasonable in all the circumstances, also taking into consideration that it's an agreement that the parties came to between themselves.
Is this a surprise outcome?
I wouldn't say it's a surprise outcome. I'd say it's one that people would have thought should have been reached a very long time ago. It's been a long-running sore, both for the government and for the people of Palm Island. The behaviour of the police in this instance was clearly in reaction to the riots, and particularly to the riots that occurred where the police station had been burned down. But similarly so, the Aboriginal people were understandably upset and distraught at the death of Mr. Doomadgee. So it was one of those circumstances where an unfortunate event just kept on escalating and where things happened as a consequence from there.
So hopefully closure?
Definitely. Well, I don't know that the Aboriginal community would see it as closure rather than a step in the right direction for them. It is a landmark racial discrimination case and one which opens the door, I suppose, to a new way of thinking and a new way of approaching Indigenous people in remote communities.
Christine Smythe, formerly president of the Queensland Law Society. I spoke with her earlier talking about a landmark racial discrimination case, among other things. The Queensland government has agreed to pay $30 million to settle a class action in the federal court over the 2004 Palm Island riot. Coast